Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I'm happy to be sharing with you tonight a topic which right now in September 2021 is talked a lot about, and that is that the IRS, there's a proposal for them to get about $80 billion of funding to get more agents, over 80,000 more agents hired. That's about doubling the size of the IRS employees. How will that affect you as someone who does not file and pay income tax, or someone that does file and pay income tax? I'll discuss that in this presentation and separate fear and propaganda from truth and facts that will liberate you, my friend. So hang in there. I'm going to go over all that for everybody's sake. Let's get started.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Utah. Speaking October 1st in Utah, in Salt Lake City. What's the website, by the way, guys? The website. UTSummit.com, I think it is. UTSummit.com in Salt Lake, October 1st, Saturday. It's only Friday. It's a Friday, one-day event. I'll be speaking there a couple times, folks. So with that, if you can't make it there, come on down October 1st to Salt Lake City area. I look forward to meeting you and seeing you in person. So with that, shall we get started?
Yes, thank you. Counting down to the recording in 3, 2, 1.
The news is out. The IRS is set to get about $80 billion of money and about 80,000 more employees. How will that affect you, your rights and freedoms? I'm Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. I will cover that topic and answer for you here fully. First, before I go on, I want you to know this. Most people, folks, when you hear the word IRS, what happens to them is this. Ah! Fear, threat of agency that can harass me. Come after me. Take all my stuff. Well, guess what? Freedom Law School will give you the truth and will free you of all the deception. Okay? So let's get to this liberating truth you've been looking for, because Freedom Law School offers you education and solutions for you to live free, and especially live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. So here's the news. On Fox Business News, here we are, September 16, 2021. White House doubles down on fight for extra IRS funding. House Democrats propose $78 billion in new IRS funding. That's, of course, the talk of the town about the IRS. And, you know, it's about nearly $80 billion, of course. That's why they rounded to that number. And of course, they claim it's about cracking down on wealthy tax dodgers and recover billions in lost revenue, they claim. And they wanted to give the IRS the resources and information it needs to increase enforcement against the highest income tax cheats, they claim. Okay, while protecting the Americans earning less than $400,000 per year. So that's what the White House is claiming. That is what these socialists and communists are proposing, to have more power and money to centralize satanic IRS system. Okay, so when you go in there, it gives you some interesting statistics, by the way. that in the year 2019, IRS audited about half of 1% of individual tax returns. Basically, one out of every 225 individual tax returns. So roughly, if you file a 1040 income tax confession form, out of 200, one of you are going to get audited. That's actually pretty high rate when you file. Remember that, because I'm going to free you of that audit risk. Yes, I'm going to get that audit risk instead of being one out of 225 to nearly zero. So listen on. I'm going to give that to you in just a little bit, okay? Now, of course, they say it was a little bit more, you know, back in 2010, okay? Back in 2010 was 1%. That means one out of 100 people that filed got audited, okay? That's why everybody's so afraid, because they filed those 1040 tax confession forms, not returns, confession forms that set you up for harassment audit by the IRS. So, and of course, the IRS collected $57 billion in enforcement, okay, in 2019, okay? So this is not that much, folks. When you have a $3 trillion receipt, that is not much at all, okay? They claim that the decline audit is due to dwindling funding and enforcement, okay? And IRS has 20,000 fewer staff than it did in 2010, and that is true. IRS has from 100,000 down to about 80,000 people working, less than 80,000. So it's roughly 20,000 people less, okay? So let's go from the article you can read on your own later on to this, the U.S. Treasury website, home.treasury.gov, general explanations of the proposal. And to read this proposal in more detail, I've gone to the relevant part of that, you know, so we get rid of false evidence appearing real, no more fear, and go to truth by going to the source right here. And here's the actual proposal, details what they say, okay? Basically, when you look at this proposal on page 86 of this report, okay, what they say, let me zoom out just a little bit less, okay, that it's kind of a gobbledygook language that they're going to have $6.7 billion over the 10-year period. It's going to be $417 million, and then it goes up. And then they have, you know, they, after all the stuff, they're focusing on people making $400,000 or more, so they claim. There really is not much detail in this proposal, folks. There really isn't, okay? What's going to be freeing you up, my friends, is going to be when you see the actual shocking information about IRS's weaknesses. That's going to surprise you. Yes. Remember, the IRS used to audit one out of every 100 tax returns. Now it's down to one out of 200 tax returns or less. Now, how do you solve that problem? Does it matter if the IRS goes back to one out of 100 tax returns that they audit? How do you avoid you becoming a target of IRS audits? I will show you how you do that, okay? What you want to do is go to Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, okay? Go on YouTube, Freedom Law, and there's a video. It's called Part 7, Is the IRS a Big Paper Tiger That is Falling Apart? Income Tax System is a Fraud. It was broadcast June 4, 2019. And in this, folks, you'll see amazingly shocking information how this IRS article by ProPublica, a socialist, George Soros-funded publication, talks about how the IRS was gutted. Oh, this feels bad for the poor little IRS. I mean, can you imagine? The IRS is such a lovely agency. We need it. You know, so, and what they complain is about IRS budgets going down, revenue agents, audits, and investigations for people that do not file goes down even more. You want to go watch this video in more detail, but I'm going to give you some highlights of this very, very eye-opening presentation. The IRS, this article correctly says that an eight-year campaign to slash the agency's budget has left it understaffed, hamstrung, and operating with archaic equipment. Yes, it is true. IRS is operating on archaic 1960s assembly language and COBOL computer systems. It has the oldest computer system in the entire federal government, or probably any state as well in America. 1960s, folks, right? That's, you know, over 50 years old. Their budget has come down because there are a lot of shenanigans, a lot of illegal stuff. The budget has been cut. They have deserved to be cut dramatically. And how much, folks? Well, I'll show you how much they've been going down quite a bit. Let's go to 43.07. The budget gone from $14 billion to $12 billion. That's from 2010. $14 billion to 2017, $12 billion. Yes, that is now just a drop in total dollars, but inflation adjusted, it's even more of a drop. And here's a more revealing fact about the IRS, folks, okay? And that is, hold on, let me get that for you. Okay, here we go, let's go here. So, IRS, folks, is not able to keep up with all the high numbers of people that they got to go after. They just don't have the resources, okay? Here it is, folks. Look at this. This one shows non-filers. I know you cannot see it in here, but don't worry. That's why you want to watch the video that I'm giving you a link to in the description below. There will be a link to this video in this below this. That basically IRS used to come after, according to the IRS, back in 2010, 2.3 million non-filers. Yes, on the left of this page, you see that? And the line that goes down, the red line goes down to 2017. 360,000. Wow. Yes, and I can tell you this. That number has continued to go down since 2017 and now 2021. It's down to nearly a big fat zero. I'm telling you, folks, because I help people to be free of the IRS. I've seen the IRS leave non-filers alone more and more and more. And the corona hoax hysteria, folks, has hamstrung the IRS even more because employees got to stay home, social distance, 6 feet apart, stagger the shifts, you know. So that number is even worse than leaving non-filers alone, not auditing, coming after non-filers. Look at that again. So you want to watch the video, that's pretty shocking. Now, you're going to say, but Paymon, everybody files 10-point tax forms out there, right? Not according to the IRS. Look at this, folks. This is on Freedom Oscar's website, livefreenow.org. Yes. Everyone to our website, put it on the screen, by the way, guys. livefreenow.org. That's the source for Freedom Answers that will liberate you of the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Livefreenow.org. If it didn't come up on the screen, we'll try it again later on, guys. Okay? Here we go. Livefreenow.org. That's it. Remember that. Now, here it is. A letter we got that this is the only place on the internet, on our website, from the Department of Treasury, Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C., September 24, 1998. And this letter is written back to Mr. Duane Abel that says, thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7, 1998, we are pleased to provide you the following information. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. Wow. Did you realize that? Did you know the IRS back in 1998 estimated that back in 96, that's about quarter of a century ago, that there was about 63 million non-filers? So what's the number now? Number now is probably the population increase, maybe 80 million non-filers. That's a huge number, folks. About 80 million non-filers. Now look at this video, folks. I'm going to bring you back to this thing, okay? Look at this, okay? I'm going to make this big for you to see in this one, okay? This 360,000 non-filers that came after back in 2017, now it's down to nearly zero. So if you want to be not audited, not harassed by the IRS, what is the number one solution? Stop hitting your head against the wall because it hurts. Filing 1040 confession form, you confess and you get yourself audited. One out of 100, one out of 200 is still way too high. Whereas as a non-filer, your chance of being left alone is better than 1 in 100,000. That's according to facts, folks, IRS's own numbers. So it's incredibly obvious that filing is a most dangerous thing you could do. In fact, if you go to our website, here it is. That's why I expose the deception that there is no law, folks. I've said it for over a quarter of a century. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Yes. And the way you start to verify this incredible claim that I'm making, yes, is to watch this 9-minute video. It's the best introduction to the truth of the lawful nature of the federal income tax, but it does not apply to 99% of you. Yep. 99% of you do not have to file pay income tax at all. If that's you, check it out and see. I'll tell you. Basically, the law is written, the entire Internal Revenue Code primarily, a tax on citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. And those people that perform functions of federal public office. This tiny font, huge book, tissue paper thin, all this minutia does not apply to you, which is why it used to be called Bureau of Internal Revenue, Bureau for Internal Taxes within the federal government and Washington, D.C., where the federal government has absolute, complete power to tax it any way they want with no restrictions. Okay? So you're going to see that truth for yourself if you go watch this nine-minute video, and that will lead you to more videos and answers on our website. You'll see that. Now, if you go under education materials to the IRS is mostly bluff, okay, this will get you to this page because IRS is mostly bluff. They bluff you into filing 1040 income tax confession forms, put the rope around your neck, leave it on the ledge for the IRS to pull and audit you, come after you, harass you, steal your money. You gave them that power unwittingly because they deceived you into thinking that the safest, smartest thing to do with all the CPAs and accountants, bookkeepers, and the media tell you is to file those 1040 confession forms with the IRS and admit that you owe the IRS money and for them to audit you and harass you. Because enforcement is not the way for the IRS to make money. That's not me saying it, folks. That's two former IRS commissioners say that the way the IRS make the money is by you being deceived and duped into filing a 1040 confession form like a sucker. I put the rope around your neck, put it on the ledge for the IRS to pick and hang you. Here is their words. Watch. Okay? You go down on this page, IRS is mostly bluff. Not only you'll see video on this issue, okay? There's another one here. Two videos. Okay? Why give your power away by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 1040 income tax forms? But here are some of the juicy parts, folks. Look, here it is. You see that? I want to zoom on this because you need to really see this really nice and big, okay? Here it is. Two former IRS commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, okay? They proved that the IRS is 99% bluff, okay? And absolutely relying on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave and that, oh, you owe the IRS money, okay? You file a 1040 income tax confession forms and admit you owe the IRS money. Because if you don't admit it, folks, they have a hell of a time trying to come after somebody's non-filer because they did not admit to nothing. And remember, there's close to 80 million non-filers. Are there 80 million non-filers under audit? 80 million non-filers in prison? 80 million non-filers, the bank account being emptied out, paychecks taken? Of course not. To these commissioners. Here's an article that wrote in Forbes magazine. Okay, the article. By the way, if you want to read the article, the link is right here. Okay, right here. So I'm not making this stuff up. I'm going to show you the article real quick and come back to this bold part of the article, which is the critical part. Here it is. This is Bloomberg Law, this article that wrote about this, you know, February 17, 2021. Okay, and here's a picture on the right side of Goldberg and Rosati, you see these guys wrote the article. So it says what's critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increase does not, I mean, the word not in the article is bolded. I didn't bold it here. Does not come from IRS audits. You see, IRS does not make money on audits and harassment and collections and levies. No. What you got to know is that substantially, and it's important, whether it's critical that you understand, is that substantially all of the revenue increase comes from taxpayers, suckers, getting it right when they file their tax returns. Bottom line, when the taxpayers file their tax returns. That's right. Again, it comes from taxpayers when they file the returns. You file a 1040 income tax confession form. You owe the IRS money. You claim it. You say it. Yep, that is how the IRS comes after you to audit and harass you. This 80 billion folks will not make a difference. In my videos on our website, I've covered on our YouTube channel. Right now, we're speaking 2021, roughly about half of IRS employees, folks, are eligible for retirement. They could quit tomorrow and get a pension for the rest of their life. They're being kept working at the IRS by hook and crook. Hey, Joe, don't leave. We're short on people. I know you're 65 years old, but don't leave. The agency at the top says, you should stay in there. Just hang around. I know you want to relax. We'll give you 4 weeks of paid vacation, paid holidays. That's right. They get 4 weeks of paid vacation. Holidays and week off, all the Juneteenth Day and all the holidays we make up. You get all that paid. sick days, vacation days. And you know, at the IRS, we don't make you work hard. Yes, you too, Charlie. We let you work at your own kickbacks pace. You know that. Just hang in there. So maybe you can help us sometimes because you have a brain drain. We need your brain. You have some experience. We cannot just hire new people. Okay? And these new people don't have the knowledge to do things. That's right. Money cannot buy training. You cannot just hire a bunch of people off the street and train them to be knowledgeable and know what to do. All this $80 billion is doing is trying to make up for over 11 years of ours going down, 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 down. And guess what? It won't do any good. You cannot just train people that fast. Imagine, you know, you have a basketball team of 80,000 people. You just hire 80,000 people off the street. You got people, it's basketball team, half of them been there for about 30 years playing basketball. And they're going to retire in the next 4, 5, 10 years. They're going to be too old. 70, 75, the guy said, look, I'm done. I'm 70, 75. I'm out of here. I'm old. I'm sick. Right? They can't keep it much, much longer. These new basketball players, new IRS agents, don't have the knowledge. They cannot be trained with 10, 20 years or 30 years of experience that quickly. It will not do the IRS any good. Bottom line is, this $80 billion will not make a difference. What does make a difference? You, my friends. You have the choice. File 10 for income tax confession forms. Is yourself in trouble, or stop hitting your head against the wall and being hurt by the IRS and the fear of the IRS. What you need to go is to go to our website at livefreenow.org, folks, okay, and go under Education Materials tab to drop the menu Dangers of Filing Tax Returns. Open that page. Yes. Dangers of filing income tax returns, right? Just like in the Lost in Space TV series, the robot will say, danger, 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 Will Robinson. Yes, danger, Will Robinson, okay? The fact is, you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms. That's right. You free yourself of the risk of the IRS. You know, you don't go walking around worrying about the lightning hitting you, right? But when you don't file a confession form, you shouldn't worry about going to jail, prison, because it's not going to happen. This is based on government's own numbers. At the bottom of the page, it's all there. Okay? And look at this. The 1040 forms are filed on a signature line under penalties of perjury. Look at that on the right side, which means throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. Yes! You've loved this form, but you don't even understand. And if it's not true, correct, and complete in every way, that someone else filled out for you, TurboTax did, or H&R Block, accountant, bookkeeper, CPA, attorney, you put the rope around your neck under oath. Yes, that signature is very, very powerful. It puts a rope around your neck, literally, chokes you. Okay? And you go down, you see even a chief tax court judge. Here's this lady. That's right, Judge Krupa. This lady could not keep herself from going to prison. She went to prison because religiously she filed and paid on her 1040 tax forms every year. That's right. She was looking at going to prison for over 20 years, so she pled guilty to reduce her sentence to only 3 or 4 months. Why? Because she religiously filed and paid on those 1040 income tax confession forms. Folks, you're going to avoid Beta Judge Krupa. Watch the short video below. Folks, I guarantee you, you can avoid tax prison 100% of the time. So that's what this video is about. And how do you do it? Very simple. Follow the law as published by the U.S. House of Representatives Legal Counsel page. That's the official source of the law. And the regulations of the law written by the United States Treasury Department, published on government, official website, ecfr.gov, and as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court. That's it. Those three are the highest forms of the law, go directly from the source of the government on their own website. That video shows you how to do that. See, that's how you stay free, my friend. The deception is gone. If you just know about a law and your rights, and here's what you get, my friends. Now you could be feeling, should be feeling like this. Happy and confident. That's how you should be, because you've been liberated from the IRS with the truth. That's the key. The satanic system of it's really Satan, IRS. It's really Satan, folks, because they use satanic ignorance, deception, and fear to control you. Right? And the key is what? The godly love of truth, of knowledge that will free you. So you want to be like me, having not filed and paid income tax for over 28 years, and be free? IRS knows well about me, and I'm kicked their butt in their own courts? Yes? You can do it. It's available through Freedom Law School, folks. The tools are there. All you gotta do is go there to our website. Watch these videos, folks. They're there. Remember, go on our front page first and then watch the videos there. After there, go under Education Materials, download menu, and go to the menu items there and go to those pages and videos there, folks. And with that, folks, you will find your freedom. Now, some of you say, Payman, I don't want to become a lawyer, learn all this stuff. You know, listen, we can help you do it by yourself if you want. Write petitions to the government officials, which is here. On the petitions on the top right, you should go there. That shows you how you can free yourself of income tax for free on your own. The key step is write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Follow the instructions on this page. On the other hand, if you want folks to us to help you with that, look, there's available, you want support, no problem. Freedom also offers you support with a $70 million guarantee where everything is done for you, if that's what you want. And here it is, you know, with a Royal Freedom Package, which is of this paragraph listed here. There's a hyperlink to the Royal Freedom Package. If you're interested, you can check it out. It's there. You have option of doing it on your own or support from us. And it could be as low as $400 a year for the support if that is what you want. So you have choices, folks. And by the way, we'd love to have you tell others, and I want to pay you up to $5,000 cash for everybody that you share this information. That they come to Freedom Law School, we help them be free. I want to give you $5,000 cash. It's called the Freedom Opportunity Plan. It's on our website. Check that out also. So with that, folks, all I can say is this. I can give you the information. I'm telling you, I do this because I love you and I want you to be free. I want you to be stress-free. You will have, in a lifetime, saved millions of dollars. Millions of dollars in your lifetime. If you choose knowledge, love of knowledge, and freedom. And that will reduce your stress. you have financial independence and security that you and your family are looking for. But the bottom line is, I can lead a horse to water, but I cannot make it drink. You have to choose to go to our website at livefreenow.org and continue on your study of this information to feed yourself and help you choose truth and you choose freedom. Okay. Let's go to your questions. We got the call number on the screen, 813. Let's call the call number for the answer your questions, folks. So if you have a question about this topic or any other freedom topic, folks, at the end of these presentations, I always answer your questions at no charge. And you can ask on if you want on your computer, but telephone is much better. So let's put the number on the screen, guys, which is 657-383-1755. And you push 1 on your telephone keypad. So that number is the office number that we have on the screen. The number to call for to talk to me live right now is 657-383-1755. I'll repeat that number, 657-383-1755, and push 1 on your telephone keypad to let us know you have a question. Do you have a call right now with a question? Okay. All right. All right. Well, folks, if you have no questions, then no problem. We'll end this call. I got a lot of work to do to ask you guys. Let's see now. Okay. All right. Very good, folks. So I think that's it for tonight. I'll give you all my love and I wish you freedom, my friend. I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Okay.